Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sometimes jobs can involve doing things you're not necessarily over the moon about. But there's a monumental difference between being asked to drop a file on someone's desk by Monday and being told to play a stalker on national television. And unsurprisingly, that sort of uncomfortable pitch hasn't always gone down too well with certain stars. So with that in mind, I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestling storylines stars refuse to do. Number 10, Jeff Hardy kisses Lita in front of Matt. After making a name for themselves as one of the most exciting trios in the business, Team Extreme eventually imploded in 2001, leading to a feud between Daredevil brothers Matt and Jeff Hardy. And all this would ultimately lead to a match at the Vengeance pay-per-view, one that involved Lita acting as the contest's special guest referee, of course. The entire storyline was dropped pretty quickly, and the team were back together again in the lead-up to WrestleMania X8. But there were actually plans at one point to have Lita shockingly hook up with her real-life boyfriend's brother during the program, because WWE. As noted in Lita's A Less Traveled Road, the reality of Amy Dumas' autobiography, though, Jeff wasn't exactly the biggest fan of the idea. In fact, Lita recalled the charismatic enigma arriving to the building on the day the idea was pitched and stating, "I'm not kissing my brother's girlfriend." That still didn't stop the folks in charge from trying to talk him into the smooch, but Jeff was having none of it, and the two simply ended up hugging in the end, with Lita classing the entire thing as weird and awkward. Number 9, CM Punk wants nothing to do with the game at WrestleMania 30. 10 years ago, the last thing the best in the world had any interest in doing was playing ball with the game. Oh, how times change, eh? After years of false promises, working hurt, and just generally falling out of love with a business he once adored, CM Punk was at the end of his tether. A concussion at the 2014 Royal Rumble had also already left him feeling worse for wear. But being told he was once again missing out on a spot in the main event of WrestleMania was the last straw. The alternative of getting involved in yet another storyline with the same Triple H who had derailed his momentum back in 2011 wasn't exactly an incentive to stick around. And a pissed off Punk even went out of his way to let Vince McMahon and his son-in-law know to their faces that the King of Kings needed that match more than the chick magnet. Oceans of water has passed under the bridge since that infamous behind closed doors pipe bomb, but never forget what happened the last time this explosive anti-hero wasn't given the Mania main event opportunity he felt he more than deserved. Over to you, Papa H. With all this in mind, I've got a quick question for you. What CM Punk match do you want to see in WWE in 2024? You let me know in the comments section down below. Number 8, Steve Austin didn't want to be a stalker. Few will ever be able to forget the disappointment they felt at the sight of former WCW World Heavyweight Champion Diamond Dallas Page being revealed as the bloke who'd been stalking The Undertaker's then-wife, Sarah. But there was actually another world there where a certain Texas rattlesnake would have been hidden under the mask. As DDP himself would note a few years on from that terrible debut, WWE had been trying to convince someone to step into this uncomfortable role that sat at the center of this particularly creepy storyline. And the biggest name in all of wrestling was even asked if he would take on the part of Sarah's stalker. Unsurprisingly, Stone Cold Steve Austin took one look at this dodgy pitch and let out a swift F that. And that's something the star actually told DDP directly, after this horrendous gimmick had become a part of the People's Champion's history in between the ropes. How polite, Steve. Number 7, Miro didn't want a full Gear storyline. Now, this is a bit of an odd one, as it's not really known for sure exactly what the storyline involved actually was. You see, it was eventually reported on Wrestling Observer Radio that AEW president and booker Tony Khan intended to use Miro at the Full Gear 2022 pay-per-view, with Khan pitching an idea that would ultimately have led to a match at the event for the Redeemer. According to Dave Meltzer, though, Miro just didn't fancy it. It would also be noted around that time that the idea of the former WWE star appearing in a battle royal had been discussed. Here, Miro and Hangman Page would have ended up being the final two, only for the former to get dumped out by the latter. But the big lad just didn't like the idea of losing said contest. Again, it's not exactly clear what the pitch storyline would have seen Miro doing in the lead up to that November pay-per-view, but it appears the former TNT champion was in no rush to make a return to the land of All Elite in the role he was being asked to play at that time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 6, Ken Shamrock turned down multiple ideas because of his family. MMA badass Ken Shamrock made quite an impact in the world of sports entertainment early on. However, after colliding with the likes of Vader and Bret Hart, WWE apparently had plans for the UFC legend that the violent man himself didn't feel comfortable getting involved with. As Shamrock would note to Steve Fall on the 10 Count podcast, the company wanted him to lock up with China at one point, but with Shamrock making a point of teaching his kids you don't hit girls, and knowing they were living in a world where children believe what they saw on the screen was real, he didn't want any part in a fight with the ninth wonder of the world. The WWE ideas Ken wasn't at all interested in didn't stop there, though. He also explained how he was once pitched an incest angle involving himself and Alicia Webb, who was playing his on-screen sibling Ryan at the time. And while a single, kidless, and far less famous Shamrock may have considered that outrageous plan, at that stage in his life, a WWE incest storyline just wasn't for him. Beating the crap out of Mastodons and Great Ones in front of the Sprogs, though, that was absolutely A-OK. Cheers for watching this video today, and if you like what you see, then go and tap on that subscribe button down below. Number 5, AJ Lee getting crazy as a joke. Mental illness is no joke, friends. In the eyes of the folks booking the product within WWE, however, it was seen as a right hoot. So much so that AJ Lee once found herself on the receiving end of a pitch that would have seen her character heading down a crazy path in 2012. Said storyline had Lee hallucinating, kissing leprechauns, and even boogieing with prehistoric lizards in space. What a riot! WWE weren't aware of the fact Lee was actually secretly suffering with bipolar 2 disorder, and that the former Divas champion's mother also dealt with the same condition. Sure enough, Lee turned down the insensitive idea, noting to the New York Post in 2017 how she felt the pitch disrespected both me and my mother. And how did the sports entertainment giant react to Lee's refusal to accept such thoughtless material? By apologizing and asking what direction the star felt would be best for her character going forward. Ha, just kidding. They pulled her from TV for 2 months as punishment. Lovely stuff. Number 4, Becky Lynch says no to a shaved head and breakdown. SmackDown's unpredictable stick of dynamite known as Shotzi opted to shave her head completely in the wake of an attack from Damage Control. In reality, this was the star's touching way of showing support to her sister battling cancer and going through chemotherapy. But the gimmick Shotzi was found playing on the Blue Show, that of a shaved head boasting volatile figure, was actually similar to one that was pitched to another member of the roster a few years earlier. That's according to the ex-boyfriend of none other than Becky Lynch, with comedian Jeff Dye noting on the Wrestling with Freddie podcast that back when they were dating, the man was once pitched a similar character and erection as Shotzi's that involved her also shaving her head and acting like she was having a breakdown. But Lynch was said to have quickly been against the concept, and though the writer was adamant said idea was a cool one, Becky would not budge and preserved her iconic locks. And the rest was last kick in history. Number 3, Steve Austin doesn't want to work Mark Merrow after a Sable Bomb. Mark Merrow enjoyed quite the first year on WWE programming back in 1996. Accompanied by his real-life wife Sable, the former WCW man ended up clashing with the likes of the aforementioned Steve Austin, Goldust, and Owen Hart, competed in the King of the Ring tournament, and even got his hands on the Intercontinental Championship. However, a promising WWE career soon went sideways after his October 1997 return from a torn anterior cruciate ligament injury. Miro ended up feuding with Sable in 1998, and it was the eventual visual of the heel getting Sable-bombed into the mat that resulted in some exciting plans being squashed. According to the star himself when talking to WrestlingNews.co, WWE were intending to throw Miro right into a program with Austin after his Sable storyline had reached its conclusion. But watching Miro get his ass kicked by his wife apparently made Stone Cold wonder, what am I getting in the ring with him for? And that was that. Because of one epic Sable Bomb, Austin suddenly didn't want anything to do with the Wild Man. Number 2, Hulk Hogan didn't want to continue his HBK feud. This particular storyline may have actually experienced a beginning on WWE TV, but thanks to one immortal ego refusing to do business, the rest of what was originally planned ended up being leg-dropped into oblivion. Before the two met in a rather infamous SummerSlam blockbuster in 2005, a match that saw Shawn Michaels take the piss out of Hulk Hogan by bumping around like a lunatic, the idea was for the Icons to wrestle 3 bouts. The Hulkster would win the first, HBK the second, and Hogan was then set to win the series inside of a cage. However, regardless of which side of the story you choose to believe, Hulk ultimately put a stop to those plans. According to the Red and Yellow superstar, he was still happy to proceed with the rest of the trilogy after besting Michaels in the summer, but then his rival's sarcastic promo on the Raw after the pay-per-view put him off the idea. He's a sensitive soul. Michaels would explain that Hogan actually decided to back out of the best of three just before their SummerSlam match, though. And it was that call which led to the silly Elastic Kid performance, and potentially one of the most thrilling storylines of the 2000s being killed after just one match. Number 1, Elijah Burke wanted nothing to do with the Spirit Squad. Who will ever forget those ridiculously enthusiastic scamps known as Kenny, Mikey, Nicky, Johnny, and, Mitch, eh? AKA the Sensational Spirit Squad. There was actually another former WWE star once considered for a place in that cheerleading crew, though. Before showing up as the Elijah Burke that would eventually be classed as the future of ECW and become a member of the New Breed faction, this talented young star was offered the chance to throw on the white and green and dance his way to the ring for a living. But as Burke would note to WrestlingNews.co, it didn't matter that the group would be on air and a part of storylines with the WWE chairman. Burke had zero interest in becoming the team's quote-unquote token black guy. Dodging that spirit bullet may not have led to Burke becoming the sort of main event level player many felt he had the potential to be on WWE programming, but he at least was able to forge a respectable career within the industry in the wake of refusing to take part in a Spirit Squad story that turned into a pretty embarrassing joke. Did you enjoy this wrestling storyline stars refuse to do list? Then check out this 10 wrestling moves wrestlers refuse to do anymore video too. You'll love it. Bye bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.